Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Rivian Automotive, ticker Riven, one of the most talked about players in the electric vehicle space. If you're curious about whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to future potential. Let's get started. So Rivian has been making waves lately, especially with their recent earnings report and some exciting forecasts for 2026. If you're new to the name, they're an EV manufacturer focused on electric trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, often seen as a direct competitor to Tesla in the premium EV market. I've been following their journey for a while now, and there's a lot to unpack, some promising signs, but also some real challenges. Let's take a closer look at who they are and what's driving the buzz around their stock. Rivian Automotive, founded in 2009 and based in San Jose, California, is all about designing and manufacturing electric vehicles and accessories. They've got a lineup that includes 5-passenger pickup trucks and 7-passenger SUVs, plus a focus on commercial delivery vans. Think Amazon's custom electric delivery vehicles, which is a big partnership for them. Led by CEO Robert Joseph Scaringe, Rivian employs nearly 15,000 people and sells directly to both consumer and commercial markets. They're in the consumer cyclical sector under the auto manufacturing industry, and their mission is to push sustainable transportation forward. But as we'll see, turning that vision into consistent profits is no easy feat. Let's talk numbers, starting with revenue. For the full year 2025, Rivian reported $5.387 billion in revenue, up from $4.970 billion in 2024. That's a decent jump, showing they're scaling up production and deliveries. Breaking it down by segment for 2024, the latest detailed split we have, about $4.486 billion came from their core automotive sales, while $484 million was from software and services. That software and services piece is interesting because it's higher margin and grew significantly, contributing to their recent gross margin improvement. It's a smaller slice of the pie, but could be a key growth driver down the line as they build out subscription models and over-the-air updates. Overall, revenue growth looks solid, but profitability is still the big question mark, which we'll get into next. Moving to earnings, Rivian's latest results for Q4 2024 and the full year have been a mixed bag with some bright spots. They posted a narrower-than-expected loss for Q4, which got Wall Street excited, and even achieved a positive gross margin for the quarter, a huge milestone for an EV startup burning through cash. For the full year 2025, though, they still reported a net loss of $3.646 billion with an EPS of -3.07. That's better than the $4.746 billion loss in 2024, but they're still deep in the red. The good news? Management's guidance for 2026 is aggressive, projecting a big jump in deliveries, especially with the upcoming R2 SUV, a more affordable model aimed at broader market appeal. Investors are clearly buying into this optimism as the stock surged over 26% after the Q4 report. But let's not get too carried away. There's still a long road to consistent profitability. Diving into the Q4 2024 earnings call, management painted a pretty compelling picture. They highlighted that positive gross margin as a turning point, driven by cost efficiencies and that surge in higher margin software and services revenue. They also emphasized the R2 SUV launch as a game changer for 2026, expecting it to drive a significant uptick in sales volume. Leadership sounded confident about scaling production while keeping costs in check, and they're doubling down on expanding manufacturing capacity to meet demand. It's clear they're focused on balancing growth with getting closer to break even, which is exactly what long-term investors want to hear. Still, execution will be everything, and they've got to prove they can deliver on these ambitious targets. Let's break down the financials in more detail. Looking at the income statement for 2025, Rivian's gross profit was a positive $144 million, a massive improvement from a negative $1.2 billion in 2024. That's a direct result of better per-vehicle costs and higher margin revenue streams. However, operating losses remain hefty at $3.585 billion for 2025, though down from $4.689 billion the prior year. On the balance sheet, they've got $3.579 billion in cash and equivalents as of the end of 2025, with total assets at $14.864 billion. That cash pile gives them runway, but they're still burning through it. Free cash flow for 2025 was negative $2.489 billion. Debt to equity sits at 1.09, which isn't alarming yet, but they'll need to manage capital carefully as they scale. Overall, the financials show progress on margins, but the losses and cash burn remind us Rivian is still in heavy investment mode. Now let's talk valuation. Rivian's market cap is currently around $21.67 billion, with a stock price of $17.73. Their price-to-sales ratio for the trailing 12 months is about 4.02, which is high compared to traditional automakers, but not outrageous for a growth-focused EV company. The price-to-earnings ratio? Well, it's negative at minus 5.99 since they're not profitable yet, so that's not super helpful right now. Compared to peers in the auto manufacturing space, where the average PE is around 53.6, Rivian's valuation hinges entirely on future growth expectations. If they hit their 2026 delivery targets and keep improving margins, this price could look reasonable. But if they stumble, there's definitely downside risk. For me, it's a speculative play. High potential, high uncertainty. Alright, let's run through a SWOT analysis to get a balanced view of Rivian's position. Starting with strengths, that positive gross margin in Q4 2024 is a standout. It shows they're finally getting a handle on production costs. Their partnerships, like with Amazon for delivery vans, provide a steady commercial revenue stream, and the upcoming R2 SUV could tap into a wider customer base with its lower price point. On the weaknesses side, they're still posting massive net losses and burning cash at an unsustainable rate. Scaling production while maintaining quality is another hurdle they've struggled with in the past. For opportunities, the EV market is still growing, and Rivian's focus on premium rugged vehicles gives them a unique niche. Plus, expanding software and services could boost margins over time. But threats loom large. Competition from Tesla, Ford, and even startups is fierce, and any slowdown in EV adoption or loss of subsidies could hit demand. Rising interest rates and supply chain issues also pose risks. Rivian's got a lot going for it, but the road ahead is bumpy. Let's check out Rivian's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 16.95%, and it's gained 6.36% in the last month. Looking further back, it's up 44.85% over 6 months and 22.78% over the past year, which is impressive after a rough patch. That 26% pop after the Q4 earnings report really fueled this momentum. However, zoom out to 5 years, and it's down a brutal 82.4%, a reminder of the volatility and high expectations baked into this name post-IPO. From a technical perspective, the stock's trading above its 50-day moving average, showing short-term strength, but it's still well below its all-time highs. If you're considering a short-term move, keep an eye on resistance around $18.50. Breaking that could signal more upside, but a pullback to $16 isn't out of the question if momentum fades. For long-term investors, though, fundamentals matter more than charts right now. So what's the bottom line on Rivian? I think they're at an inflection point. The positive gross margin and strong 2026 delivery forecast are legit reasons to be optimistic, and the R2 SUV could be a catalyst if they execute well. But the reality is, they're still losing billions, and the path to profitability is uncertain in a competitive EV landscape. For me, Rivian is a high-risk, high-reward play. Great for speculative investors with a long horizon, but not for the faint of heart. What do you think? Are you bullish on Rivian, or do you see too many red flags? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.